Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And fins up, fellow foodies! We have gone to the beach for this exciting broadcast of On the Menu Live every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. We have gone to the beach for this wonderful broadcast. The closest we can get to a beach anyway right here in Tucson. In fact, you have guessed it. We have arrived live at Finney's Landing on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. And Finney himself has rolled out the red carpet, or we should say a carpet of sand is waiting for you. The flip-flops are handles on the door. The margaritas are getting shaked up. We've got all kinds of great beers on tap, beers on special, and the island cuisine is something that we're going to be talking about with Chef Tiki Tim in the second half of the show. Anyway, all the fun is happening right now on the beach at Finney's Landing, again, on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. In fact, the special that they have going on for this broadcast, you got to get over here to have this. It's called the Spicy Senorita, which is Finney's take on the classic margarita with a jalapeno-infused simple syrup. In fact, the Spicy Senorita took home all of the awards at the recent Tucson Taco Festival Margarita Championship. So we're going to be sucking down some of those cocktails later on in the show. But before we get on with the food and the beverages, we got to bring on one of our favorite co-hosts. It's been a while since he's been on the show. He is the owner of the award-winning Latier Films and an Island Fair enthusiast in his own right. Scott Latier is back with us.
Aloha, Matt Russell. How are you today?
Aloha to you. You've got me in the spirit. How are things going?
Real good, I must say. Life is good. Life is a beach, as they say.
How can things not be good? I mean, we're sitting here on a beautiful, warm Tucson afternoon. We're sucking on a, what do we got going on here, a Beachdale?
This is the Beachdale from Barrio. Yeah. It's a red ale, I believe. Very tasty. I think it's brewed specifically for Finney's, is it not?
It is, in fact. Yeah, our good friend Dennis Arnold over there at Barrio Brewing Company in Gentle Bend's has handcrafted this lovely beverage called the Beached Ale, and it's right here on special. We're in the heart of happy hour right here at Finney's Landing. So, Scott, what have you been up to lately? I know you've been traveling the world, as it were, and making sure that the folks down in the Hawaiian Islands are making up some classic island cuisine authentically. What have you found that's good down there?
You know, indeed, we just got back from Oahu, and this particular family trip, we tend to go once a year or so. And this particular trip, we decided what we're going to do is get off the beaten path and go explore local flavor.
Nice.
My daughter's turning into quite a little foodie herself.
Very good.
She's going to be 13 here in a couple weeks, about a month. And she's quite a little foodie, so we decided to find some diners, drives, and dive-ins kind of places.
Awesome.
And we found, of the five places we hit, we gave them all, you know, thumbs up, except for the one, which was extraordinarily local. And we decided, you know, we're probably not going to want to do that particular place again.
Right.
It was it extremely traditional Hawaiian fare.
Right, right.
And, you know, fish and poi and such wrapped in seaweed things and stuff. It was tasty. I was, you know, the place was full of locals and everyone was having a blast. But we
one
checked that one off the list. Yeah.
One and done.
Yeah,
so
we're good.
Now, poi, you know, you got to... Every time we go to Hawaii, you know, we've gone to luau once or twice. We don't feel like we have to do the luau every single time we go down there. But poi is really kind of this classic, iconic side dish in an island cuisine sort of menu, kind of an approach. But I'm no big fan of the poi.
No, if you grew up on the stuff, it's you live on it and you love it.
Right.
We had a couple of little side pieces that were enhancing other flavors, some kalua pork with just a little nip of some poi-related stuff.
Poi-related stuff.
Well, you know, it's not like, you know.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Know? Yeah. I mean, it's not like the luau where they give you a glop and it looks like mashed potatoes, but that's straight up poi.
Right. You know, make no mistake, that's the authentic stuff. Now, you and I for years have had this kind of thing where you go to Hawaii, mm-hmm. you send me a text with a picture of you drinking a Mai Tai, you know, maybe smoking a nice cigar.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do the same thing
mm-hmm.
to kind of rub it in.
Yes.
Did you find some good Mai Tais while you were down there this time?
You know, it was, again, it was a build-your-own Mai Tai week.
I love it.
On this particular, because we've decided that we made a trip about 5 years ago. We went to the Kailani Resort, and the bar there, I commented on to the guy, the bartender, I said, these are fantastic Mai Tais. What's your recipe? And he said, I guarantee you, on the island of Maui, maybe on all the islands, these are the best Mai Tais. That sounded like a throwdown.
A bold statement.
Because that was day one of our trip in Maui, and we decided to go ahead and take him up on his challenge, and we traveled the island looking for a better Mai Tai, and he was right. We did not find a better Mai Tai.
Did he give the secret away?
Yeah, he did. He gave me the recipe. It was seemed like it was about 2 pages long, and I thought, this is way too difficult. But I took the key ingredients, the old Lahaina dark rum.
Oh, yes. Classic.
Yes, which is so tasty just by itself. It's so yummy. Mm. And then some coconut rum. And he said it doesn't really matter. So the parrot's pretty good.
Yep.
And then if you get some orange juice or some orange guava juice and then put in some pineapple, fresh pineapple, about half juice, half rum, you're pretty much there. You don't have
Gorgeous.
To worry about all the little subtle other things in there because it's irrelevant.
Yeah. Especially on your third or fourth.
Yeah, you know, and you know, when you're poolside, you got it in a bike bottle.
Right.
And you're good.
You're good. You got you covered. What's going on with Latir Films these days? I mean, last time you were on the show, I think you won every award at the one of our local advertising award events, and you're busy here in Southern Arizona. You're busy, in fact, across the country. What kind of projects are you working on over at Latir Films?
Yeah, I was thinking of that today, knowing that I'm coming on. I thought, let's take some stock here and see what's been going on. But just before we went to Hawaii, I'm working on a project for Canyon Ranch.
Nice.
And we shot some stuff here in Tucson at their local property, and they were pleased and said, we need to go update some stuff over at the Lenox property. So they sent us over to Lenox, and we had a good time over there. This was about 30 days ago when we shot this. So we were over in Lenox, Massachusetts, right around the beginning of June, end of May. It was perfect.
Love it.
And it was a little rainy at times, but again, Tucson Desert rats don't mind a little bit of gray and mist. It was fantastic. But we did. We had a great time, and we got some good footage, and getting ready to do some stuff for the MTCVB, Metropolitan Tucson Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Fun.
We're going to be shooting some new commercials for Hughes Federal Credit Union with Coach Miller and Coach Olson.
A lot of fun.
I'm not going to give too much away because those are going to be some fun.
Well, they'll see that on the television when those spots start to run. They'll say, Scott Latir did those.
We're going to shoot those in a week from Monday.
That's great. Something tells me, though, when you're on a Canyon Ranch shoot, you're not drinking a Mai Tai and smoking a cigar.
No, but we did find some local establishments.
I knew you had
off property.
I knew I could count on it. We're talking to Scott Latir, our celebrity co-host for the hour, the full hour, in fact, of Latir Films. And we are here broadcasting live from Finney's Landing on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. It's all about the flip-flops, the fish tacos, and the fun, and they have them all served up in spades here waiting for you to arrive. Again, Finney's Landing, the location of our exciting beachside broadcast for this Saturday afternoon. Anyway, it's time to talk a little bit about wine. You know, we got the Mai Tais covered. We talked a little bit about beer, but when it comes time to talk about wine in this community, one of our favorite people in the world to engage in conversation is the lovely Yvonne Fouché.
Hello,
from
Matt.
Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room, and she's with us right now.
Yes, I am. How's it going?
Hey, we're having a beautiful cold beer. The margaritas are on their way. The fish tacos are going to be coming out of the kitchen. And we got you a seat saved right here, but you're too busy at your wine tasting to take us up on that.
Yeah, stop it. You're hurting me. You're hurting me bad.
Anyway, you've had the entire week, Yvonne Fouché, to pick out exactly the right wine that you want to introduce all of our listeners to. And, you know, that's heavy duty because we've got a very demanding audience that expects quality in the bottles of wine, and they know that they've been able to count on you for all these years at Catavino's. What is the wine of the week this week?
Well, you know, when you bring that up, and actually my customers are pretty discriminating too, and it's unfortunate I've set the bar so high, but okay, I can meet the challenge. This week, what we're doing, you know, we talked about it on last week's show that I was going to be doing all sparklies this week, which how did I know we were going to be so hot and they are so perfect and refreshing for this time of year? Oh, my God. But this week, so I always pick it from our tasting, and I have a sparkling Brut, a Blanc de Blanc, and it's produced by Pierre Spar Winery out of Alsace, France. And it's 100% Chardonnay. Now, this sparkling wine is the closest thing you come to champagne. Actually, if I didn't tell you it was from Alsace, you would swear you're drinking champagne, because this wine has flavors of citrus. It's got the toast and the minerality. There's some honeysuckle. It's got some pears, apricot, a little bit of grapefruit near the end. Like I said, it's that real yeasty, minerally type of sparkling wine with a crisp, dry finish. It's just perfect for this kind of weather, because it's going to wet your palate. It's going to quench your thirst. And you get to have fun in the meantime.
It's all about fun. You know, and Scott Letier was just telling me, you know, he hasn't had his palate wet in a long time. And, so this sounds like the perfect sparkling to do it. Now, what I love about Yvonne Fouché is she educates us on the kinds of things that we might not know. And when you think about a Chardonnay, Scott, you don't think about a bubble or a sparkly or a champagne kind of a style.
I would agree with that, yeah.
And so Yvonne says, no, you've got this wonderful sparkling wine made 100% Chardonnay, but the way they've done it is they've sort of used sort of the wisdom of the ancient winemakers, and they've produced this great Alsace region kind of sparkling wine. And when you think about a premium sparkling like this to celebrate Independence Day, you're thinking of a big, bold, premium price. And Yvonne, something tells me that this is an affordable bottle of wine.
It's clearly an affordable wine, but when you do talk big and bold, it is big and bold in my shop, because it's a $14.99 wine. Now, for a champagne-style tasted side-by-side alongside a regular, truly called champagne from the Champagne region, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference, but try and buy a champagne for $14.99.
Yeah, especially a quality champagne that really holds up
right.
to really anything you want to eat with it, anything you want to enjoy it before a meal, you want to enjoy it with a meal. I think bubbles, like you said last week, bubbles aren't just for breakfast anymore. But anyway, you've got this great sparkling wine as the wine of the week this week for only $14.99. Something tells me that you're going to be showcasing some other sparklies in your wine tasting tonight, which goes up until 8 o'clock, and we're celebrating Independence Day a little bit early. Talk about your wine tasting.
Yes, well, it is all about sparklies, and we've been doing this weekend. It's been going over like gangbusters. People are just loving this tasting. We've got another Blanc de Blanc from France. Then I have a Blanc de Noir from the Gruet Winery in Albuquerque, and not a lot of people know this, but Albuquerque has the Gruet Winery that is actually very well known throughout the United States, actually throughout the world, for being able to produce wonderful sparkling wine. So we've got a Gruet in there. We have a Cava out of Spain. We got a Prosecco out of Italy. And then we have a Semisecco Cava also out of Spain. So we're trying to cover the world here. We've got the domestic as well as France, Spain, Italy. We've got the whole world covered.
And the nice thing about these wine tastings is you can go in there and taste a flight of six premium wines, like Yvonne talked about, these sparklings from all over the world, for only $10. And if you buy a bottle and take it home with you, you're only going to pay $8 for that tasting. And if you want to buy a case, which is what Scott Letier does, you're not going to pay a thing for that tasting. And again, Yvonne's tastings are every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and of all the 350 bottles of wine she stocks in the entire store, there's not one bottle of wine. I challenge you to find one. There's not one bottle of wine in the entire store that is over $15 a bottle. Yvonne, that's one wonderful news.
That's right. That's right. And we take a lot of pride in our wines, as you well know, Matt. I make you drink them all the time.
That's right.
Yeah, twisting his arm right off.
Anyway, the bubbly that we had last year from Albuquerque, the Gruet, was absolutely delicious. I'm glad you're showcasing that one again. And I just want to say, you know, on behalf of the On the Menu Live team, Yvonne Fouché at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, we love everything that you do. You've inspired us and educated us and given us a great deal of passion for the grape. And there's no one that we would rather support in this community, in the world of wine, than Yvonne Fouché. Yvonne, happy Independence Day. We love you.
Thank you, Matt. You continue having a wonderful time.
That sounds great. Yvonne Fouché. Scott, we're going to take a quick 120-second break, thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to make sure that you get to your July 4th party and home in a safe manner. Don't go away.
Indeed.
We'll be right back.
Guy has the big bite. He has the dainty bite. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Finney's Landing. Yes, indeed. We have taken this show all the way to the beach for this great Saturday afternoon broadcast. Finney's Landing, of course, on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. They got flip-flops, fish tacos, and fun, which is what this is all about. And the special cocktail for the show is the Spicy Senorita, which is a jalapeno-infused simple syrup margarita, which took all of the awards at the recent Tucson Taco Festival Margarita Championship. It's only $5, friends, for the rest of the day, so come on down and get a sense of what is going on here at the show. We've got Jerry Heinze just walked in the door from TucsonNightOut.com. We got all my peeps from Sierra Fitness sort of sitting in the back over there. You know, Lisa, Mr. Wildfire himself, Larry Kanzler, is in the house. I mean, we got a party going on right here. And in fact, you know, what party is a party without Scott Letier, our celebrity co-host of the week? How's it going, man?
It's great. Mr. Party here.
So we're having a good time with this Barrio Beached Ale, as we talked about. Now, we're almost done with this beer.
Yeah, it looks like round two standing by. Which would it be?
Which means, you know, we could go longboard. We could go...
Stick with the theme.
We can go more sort of more hoppy. We can do an IPA. I think got a couple of good craft IPA beers here on tap.
We may have to try the signature award-winning margarita as well.
It would be irresponsible of us, Scott Letier, to not...
Absolutely, you know, irresponsible. How could we be broadcasters if we didn't take care of...
Our listeners demand authenticity, and they want to know. Anyway, we're having a great time here at Finney's Landing again on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. And, you know, we had hoped by this time that our friend Rene Acosta from Entourage Transportation Group would have called in. My only guess is he's just so darn busy, you know, making some money.
It is a weekend.
Getting people home safe after their big, long days of partying and their nights of partying. But, you know, if he does call in, great. We'd love to talk to him. But let's talk a little bit about Entourage. Scott, I don't know if you've had a chance to...
Well, I was just going to ask you, for those that don't know how Entourage works, in a nutshell, can you explain it? Because you did tell that to me, and I thought, what an amazing... A service.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, there's nothing quite like it here in Arizona. And what happens is, so say you're out to, you know, happy hour.
Me?
Having a few cocktails. Is that possible? is this just sort of a,
It is not unheard of.
A rhetorical scenario.
Yes.
So Scott Letier is out having a couple of cocktails, and he decides to stay, you know, he's at Finney's Landing, decides to stay for dinner. Maybe have, you know, split a bottle of wine with his beautiful bride, and, you know, the time comes for you to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a couple of options. You can... drive yourself home, which we here at On the Menu Live don't recommend
drinking and driving. No.
Yeah, I mean, Arizona's DUI laws are some of the strictest laws in the nation, so that option is out. You only have another option, and that's to call a cab. And we know what happens when you call a cab. You get home, fine, safe, everything's fine, but then you got to go back and get your car the next morning.
If you remember where you left it.
If you remember. So Entourage, in their wisdom, has said... So Scott's here having his drinks, he's at his dinner, he's had a bottle of wine, he's ready to go home. You call Entourage, and they dispatch a driver on an electric scooter that actually is street legal. These babies go pretty quick. And they show up to where you are, they pack up the scooter, they put it into a little knapsack, and this scooter packs up to a very small package, and they put it in your trunk, and then they drive you home in your own car.
Which is the coolest
idea. It's amazing. It? And so what happens is they drive you home, they unpack their scooter, you know, they collect their fee, and off they go to the next call. And so my wife Nancy and I tried them out a few months ago just to see what all the buzz was about. And we wanted to sort of check it out, and we did fantastic, and we did a little... cost to get a cab and then drive yourself back to get your car... versus what you pay for Entourage, and you save money using Entourage, so it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it would seem, especially since you can go home in your own vehicle, and you don't have to worry about going back out the next day to get it.
Exactly.
And the fact that, I mean, they're just really kind of cool to deal with. I mean, this is their business.
Exactly.
So it's not their, and, you know, waiting for a taxi, and the taxi is dealing with... who knows what.
Other stuff.
Exactly. And these guys are solely focused on the folks that are out there enjoying some foodies, enjoying some drinkies.
Right.
And perhaps may have overindulged or at least want to be responsible,
right.
Which is what we highly recommend.
Yes, exactly.
We both have kids. We don't want to see anything bad happen to the little children.
No,
so
bueno.
We don't want to
no
see
bueno.
Anything bad happen to our neighbors.
Exactly.
So, do the right thing. Make the right call. Call these guys, and they'll take care of you. It's really quite an awesome idea.
Yeah, and it's great. And no matter what you drive, they're going to be able to get this scooter packed up and put it in your trunk. In fact, Rene Acosta, who owns Entourage, was telling me he actually is getting these things in the back of, what are they called, like smart cars?
Oh, like
these little, like golf, like almost like big golf carts.
Oh, yeah, those little, yeah, they are.
The little two-seaters. Oh, yeah, this scooter will fit in the back of a smart car.
So he shouldn't have any trouble with my my Sequoia.
No, he'd get four or five of them in there. Take all your friends home. Anyway, listen, friends, take this number down. It's 909-0100. You need to call Entourage Transportation to get yourself home safe after your July 4th festivities. We know you're going to be out there. We know you're going to be singing Stars and Stripes Forever with all kinds of great cocktails and wonderful wines and beers and wonderful food at all the great restaurants here in Southern Arizona. But do not drive home. It's a public service almost that Rene Acosta is providing. Entourage Transportation, the number again, 909-0100. Do yourself and your family a favor, be responsible, and not have to worry about finding your car the next morning. Because, Scott, you know, it's hard to find your car the next day.
Yeah, you got better things to do.
That's right. So we're here broadcasting live with Scott Letier.
I'm sitting here enjoying the view, as a matter of fact.
Of Letier Films. Yeah, I mean, they got the garage doors looking out. We're looking at the beautiful, majestic Santa Catalina Mountains out of the north window here. The bar itself here at Finney's Landing is built in the shape of a boat. So you're literally sitting at the side of a boat having these great beverages. You get the mast and the sail. There's widescreen TVs everywhere. I mean, I just feel like Jimmy Buffett's going to walk in the door any minute.
I know. It's amazing. You can look right up. I mean, if you've never been to Finney's, you should just come on up for the view. It's just oh, what do we have here?
Oh, boy. All right. So we're going to go to a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors and, you know, some cocktails.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. I think Finney himself has just delivered a couple of spicy senoritas to our table. And that looks like
that could
be a jalapeno
garnish. That is not a lime garnish. That is a big old.
I believe we've graduated to the award-winning cocktail.
Oh, this is the big boy drink here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's take a quick Fox News break and thank a couple of sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Chef Tiki Tim himself. He's going to talk to us all about this great new menu right here at Finney's Landing. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live on the menu, live on KNST, AM 790, and now 97.1 FM. Don't go away.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from the Food Network. Now, I know you are digging it when you are listening to On the Menu Live with my man, Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Finney's Landing on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. You know, I need to take you guys with me wherever I go. I need to have that affirmation of applause wherever I go. You know, the celebrities keep walking in. In fact, not 10 seconds ago, Mike and Stacey Sump walked in the door. FoothillsFavorites.com, the official residential and commercial real estate solution for On the Menu Live. Anyway, FoothillsFavorites.com. Do yourself a favor. Go call Mike and Stacey. They got you covered, as they say. Scott Letier, we're having too much fun, man.
Absolutely. And we've been waiting over this commercial break before we dive into these delicious-looking margaritas.
Yeah, so we're going to do it, and we got the guy going to sit down here. Now, it's not often that Chef Tiki Tim himself, Timothy Stevens from Finney's Landing, actually comes out of the kitchen and spends a half an hour with us. But you know what? There's so much good things to talk about on the show. We had to have the source of all the frivolity right here join us. So, Tim, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thanks, Matt.
So you're going to have to put that microphone right up. You almost
got
to eat it,
okay,
you know,
you
because
got
that's, you know, and we do a lot of eating here. So
absolutely.
Anyway, so this spicy senorita, which we're about to taste, you guys took home the gold or whatever at the Tucson Taco Festival Margarita Championship. This is it, right?
Absolutely.
And this is only $5 today.
Right.
I thought you were in the business to make money, not my call, but thank you for your charity. Okay, my palate is cleansed. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I need you to sort of walk us through protocol when we're dealing with something of this magnitude.
This is a bit intimidating.
I see. I'm a little bit intimidated. It doesn't happen often, Chef. But anyway, talk to us a little bit about this cocktail as we begin to appreciate the succulence that you yourself has provided.
Sure. Well, like many things on our menu, we want to promote as much local style cuisines and flavors as we can. So once you get past the jalapeno garnish on the rim there.
Once you get past the jalapeno garnish,
she says,
the rest is easy.
then you've got to face the cayenne salt rim, and you've got a...
All right, I'm diving in.
All right,
jalapeno and prickly pear infused simple syrup. Okay. That we make
yeah, you had me with. At cayenne salt.
Jalapeno, prickly pear, infused simple syrup, and a tequila-based cocktail
Absolutely.
With a cayenne salt rim garnished with a fresh jalapeno.
It'll make you sweat a little bit.
And may God bless you and your family, Chef. All right, we're doing it.
All right, here
now
we go.
Now, you got to talk while we drink because sure. we can't do the same
I'm
thing.
I'm busy.
So, yeah, it'll start getting your saliva going and make you want to just
oh,
put
good
a couple
Lord
more
Almighty.
Of those back.
Oh, I'm proud to be an American. That just does it
Hallelujah,
right there.
Hallelujah, brother.
Now, that is real. Oh, my goodness. And so, okay. So what just happened is really the magic of this drink because from right off the top, you get that great sort of earthy taste of that the prickly pear, the fruit.
Correct.
You get a little bit of that spice on top from the rim, and then you have this great refreshment that comes down, but about a second and a half later,
yeah.
you're kind of getting revisited by
Here
that
comes
heat.
The jalapeno.
Here comes the jalapeno. So it sort of comes alive a little bit, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So now, are we supposed to? Would you suggest here at Finney's Landing that this jalapeno is really more of a garnish than a snack?
Yeah, you may not want to tear into that.
Anyway, the spicy Senorita. No wonder you guys took the gold at
gosh.
The Tucson Taco Festival. So again, fantastic. Friends, come on into Finney's Landing and try the spicy Senorita. It's only $5 today. You know, you're going to be glad you did. Anyway, Chef Tiki Tim, I have not had the privilege to sit down with you and meet you and get to, you know, crawl around inside your head a little bit. I mean, I know you've been around town for a long time, but then, you know, Doug Finnickle gives you a call one day and say, you know, I think I got the right opportunity for you. And right. you came in here to sort of head up the whole kitchen operation at Finney's Landing. So for someone among our listening audience that has never been to Finney's, give them an idea of what this place is all about.
Well, casual is number one. You know, the things that we have on the menu definitely represent casual beach-style fare. We've got a lot of handhelds from tacos to burgers, sandwiches, etc. An outstanding appetizer menu where we have either raw oysters on the half shell, great assortment of very flavorful wings, all stuff that you can just tear into and feel at home watching the game.
I'm going to go ahead and second the wings.
Yeah, the wings. Yeah. And when you say a good variety, sure. I got to say, you know, that is you probably have more of a variety on the wing side of the menu than really any other restaurant that I've seen in Southern Arizona. I mean, I think you've got, what, like 7 or 8 different kinds of preparations? Or
yes, we have 8 wings right now.
8
moment.
Wings. Yeah. And so do you think, you know, you've got this beachfront bar atmosphere. Now, you know, it's a restaurant in its own right. Kid-friendly. I mean, there's kids in here today having a great time. Certainly not enjoying the spicy Senorita. But, you know, this is a great place to hang out with your kids and enjoy a great burger, some great wings. So you've got this great beach-style atmosphere. But the food... You know, we want to give our listeners a sense that this is not just kind of a bar and grill. You know, I mean, you're not going to be getting just, you know, French fries in this little wicker basket, and they're going to charge you $14.99. I mean, this is a place that's easy on the wallet, easy on the eyes, easy on the soul, and the food program here is just amazing. And you guys got a new menu that you just rolled out a few weeks ago, about a week ago.
That's right. Last Tuesday we launched our next attempt at the menu here. You know, the things that are really carrying us through is our house hot sauce. We call it Chabasco. It's a blend of blistering hot jalapenos, serranos, and habaneros all blended together. We use that as a base for many of our sauces. So that's one of our wing sauces. It's also a flavor profile that we include in one of our burgers. It's a half-pound Harris Ranch burger. So
wow.
Everything that we do food-wise, we take pretty seriously here from the sourcing and whatnot. You know, on another topic of food sourcing, everything we're also trying to do is either sustainable or have some kind of, you know, strong sustainable background. You know, this is a kind of a beach themed bar, and all of our seafood comes from sustainable fisheries, but we do get a lot of criticism. Where's the shrimp? Well, we've been working our tails off trying to get some shrimp.
Very good, Chef. That was
pretty awesome.
Good.
Tails, shrimp, get it?
But, so what's the answer? So you can't get a good sustainable shrimp?
Well, we're actually working with a company called Delta Blue out of Sinaloa, Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And they seem to have the best program going right now for Baja-style shrimp. And we'll absolutely have it in here as soon as we can arrange some kind of a truck to move it this way.
That's great. You know, the first kind of bit of surprise is that when you think about the concept of this place, you know, this dockside, fun, Jimmy Buffett kind of flip-flop feel, you don't – you don't expect a place that would have an intention when it comes to sustainability. And so for your guests to come in here and say, yes, you're going to have this totally chill atmosphere and get the great sort of, you know, Sea of Cortez vibe, but you're really doing the environment a favor by only using the kinds of produce and of proteins you talked about, the Harris Ranch on your beef. I mean, those are easy corners to cut in this business, and you're not cutting them at all.
Not at all. I mean, everything from our to-go containers and whatnot, fully compostable plastic bags, to-go containers, to-go plasticware, all the way down to, like I already mentioned, the Harris Ranch burger, great product, Regal Crest chicken, Gold Canyon pork. We've got, you know, intentions behind everything that we're doing on the menu.
I love it. And you know what? You guys were written up in the Arizona Daily Star not too long ago. And, you know, that's always the first sort of nervous moment when a restaurant opens and then the star sends in their anonymous food writer. And then the time starts ticking and you get that review. You guys got an off the hook killer review. Probably one of the best reviews I've seen written by the very, you know, sort of demanding food writers at the Arizona Daily Star, and they talked about all the things you're saying. It's almost like you guys wrote the article yourselves.
Right. We couldn't be more satisfied with that article and that write-up. But, you know, the food and the atmosphere really do speak for itself. There's really no place in Tucson that you can come and relax in this kind of environment, get the great views of the Catalinas, catch any and all the games that you want,
yep,
and eat great food.
I love it. And so one thing in the review, they said, the woman who wrote the article said that your French fries, I believe she said, they were life-changing. Am I quoting her appropriately? She said they were life-changing. As a matter of fact, my son Danny, who I see who just walked in the door, he said, I want to come into Finney's for some life-changing fries. So the bar is set pretty high, Chef. This is going to be a fun encounter.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds really good. The menu, though, doesn't just stop with, you know, sort of the appetizer, the wing, and you've got some great calamari, and you've all this, and you've talked about your burger, but fish tacos really are the centerpiece, I think, of this great dockside kind of menu that you put together. Talk
sure.
about the range of tacos and how you approach, you know, the preparation of these tacos from an intentional way.
So when it comes to the fish, it's all about a high-quality cod. Here we think that a good, strong white fish is the best way to do fish tacos. So we do them two ways. We have a beer-battered fried fish taco, and then we also have the grilled variety and a blackened. So we kind of stylistically named all of these fish tacos after towns in Mexico where we think these flavor profiles are most predominant. So, you know, some of the tacos include pico de gallo, pineapple mango salsa, fresh avocado, different cream sauces like a cilantro lime cream. We even have a cream sauce made out of our house beer, the Red Ale by Barrio Brewing.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It's called a beach ale.
Oh, yes, please. Oh, my goodness, Chef, what just happened?
Okay. Something just got delivered.
What just happened is we'd like for you guys to sample our prickly pear calamari here.
Oh. Okay, so this is taking what you would expect to see on a menu with this concept. And when Chef Tiki Tim shows up at the door, he says, you know, we're going to do things a little bit different. We're going to do things a little bit with kind of an attitude, because you know what? When you get to this place and you think calamari, you know, Chef Tiki Tim says, let's do something a little bit different. So I'm looking at a bowl of calamari. Let me say, I don't know if you're just serving up big, healthy portions just because the radio guys are here. This is a nice serving, volume-wise, sure, of calamari. Talk about this as we begin to taste it.
Okay, so first we start off with a really light batter. Very gently dress this calamari, give it a flash fry so it won't be all that chewy. And then we toss it in a prickly pear habanero gastrique. And that's the sauce that really makes this calamari
stand out.
Habanero
gastrique?
Yes, prickly pear habanero gastrique. It's a vinegar-based sauce where, again, we reduce down habanero and prickly pear.
Oh, yeah.
And it's an outstanding, unique flavor that I don't think anyone else is serving up in Tucson.
Okay, so right away, the thing that I celebrate most about this calamari, Scott, did you get yourself, you know, who needs flatware? Scott, just dive in. Is that you can actually see and you can actually taste the squid. You know, you don't have to kind of, you know, take a bite and look inside the big fat fried cave, you know, for the little minuscule piece of calamari. This is all about the calamari. It's front and center in this dish. And like you said, it's just a light coating of the breading, almost to be an accent, versus the predominant profile, which exists at a lot of places around Tucson.
Right. A lot of people do use like a much heavier batter, almost even tempura style.
No, this is absolutely delicious.
Can I just say something about the presentation as well? You can tell that it is lightly battered and lightly fried.
Yeah.
Is that the word? Because
right.
What's this? The green.
Green onion, just as
green
garnish.
Onion.
But they're big chunks of it. And it just looks fantastic.
Right. I mean, the presentation, as we say on the show all the time, is as much of the experience as what the food tastes like. So the obvious thing to do with the green onion is to just dice it beyond recognition. And, you know, it's almost a dust. No one wants to do that with a scallion. The green onion is a beautiful vegetable.
Right.
Let's showcase it. And you've almost gone a little bias cut on that. It's really, it's visually appealing.
And is this some prickly pear?
That's a prickly pear reduction.
Oh my goodness gracious! Yes, indeed. Yeah. It looks fantastic. The sort of the reddish, pinkish, maroonish—is that what color we would go with? Maybe
it's a red. It's a red, pink, maroon.
With
that was brilliant. That's exactly what it is.
Well, with the green onions there and the calamari, it's a lightly. Gosh, it looks fantastic and it tastes terrific.
Yeah, the prickly pear with the habanero gastrique. You guys have nailed it. Don't get intimidated by the habanero. People say, too spicy.
No.
It's just a little bit of a kiss.
And you can cut down.
A little kiss.
If you're getting too much heat on this dish, we have a cilantro lime cream sauce that complements it.
I didn't see that.
Oh, I missed that. Anyway, we're going to start all over. Anyway, what do you got here, Chef? A cilantro lime cream sauce.
Here we go.
With the habanero gastrique and the prickly pear. So you got some.
Oh, my gosh.
You got some exciting flavors by themselves represented, but when integrated, you're really bringing on a whole new ball game.
That Absolutely. Helped.
All right.
Or enhanced.
It's a whole new flavor. It's a whole new flavor.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Yes, please. All right, please.
Yeah.
You caught me with my mouth full, Chef. Okay.
I know. A plus
on the calamari.
Thank you.
Before we get into what looks to be the burger that everybody seems to be talking about in Tucson, I mean, even the Daily Star called it an amazing burger.
Sure.
Talk about these things that just do not exist anywhere else on any other menu in Southern Arizona.
I've never seen a burger that looks like that.
Yeah, but on your menu, you've got these like lettuce, boat, what do you call them, pongas or something like that?
That's right. We call it a pongas.
Talk about the pongas.
A ponga is a Mexican fishing boat, or a skiff, so to speak. And what we're trying to encapsulate here are just a reproduction of, you know, the main goal at first was seafood served in a boat. Well, we couldn't think of a better way to present it than these grilled artesian romaine halves. So we grill and gut out the artesian romaine, and then we stuff it full of all sorts of different kinds of ingredients. We have everything from a carne asada panga with pinto beans, cheddar cheese, cilantro, onions, pico de gallo, and queso fresco. We also have, for the vegetarians, a black bean and guacamole panga. We also have salmon, chicken, ropa vieja, which is a Cuban braised beef.
Wow.
Oh. And that's got to be a standout item, those pongas, because, again, no one else is doing them. They're new, they're different, they're interesting. Visually, I've seen people order them. They're beautiful, in fact. I mean, it's almost like artwork.
Yeah, and the other great thing, too, is, I mean, if you're watching your diet, it's low carb.
I'm not watching my diet.
Don't worry about that over here.
Unless there's any misunderstanding. Oh, my wife is here. Chef, I'm watching my diet. What should I know? Because I'm watching my diet.
Well, I mean, it's just the fact that it's low carb. And the other great thing is it's a handheld. It's very fresh. It's a great summer dish because you're biting into romaine lettuce. It's gonna be easy on your stomach and you know.
That bacon looks easy on my stomach.
Oh, yeah. Not any bacon. That's pecan smoked bacon.
Oh.
So.
Okay, so we got about another minute before we go to the trivia question. I want all of our listeners to know that Chef Tiki Tim and Finney himself are going to give a gift certificate to Finney's Landing for the first person that calls into the station and guesses the right answer to the trivia question. If you're the first person to call in with the right answer, you are going to be a guest of Finney himself by coming into Finney's Landing and enjoying a great lunch or great dinner. However you want to define it, it's all yours. My mouth is still watering after this. Not a good thing to do a radio show.
It's the weirdest thing.
Anyway, so we got about another minute before we do the trivia question. But anyway, let's talk about this bad boy.
Okay, so this is our world-famous Chabasco burger right here. And like I mentioned before, we only use half-pound Harris Ranch burgers. This burger profile is part of a lineup we call Finney's Originals. And you can order these Finney's Originals with either the half-pound Harris Ranch burger, all-natural chicken breast, a fillet of fresh Alaskan salmon, or a vegetarian black bean burger.
Oh, so you've got different sandwich preparations. You choose the vehicle on which you want the toppings delivered, and you're gonna dial it up.
Correct.
Okay, so this obviously is a Harris Ranch burger.
Right.
Now, right off the top, visually, you can tell you're not cutting any corners. This is a gorgeous, gorgeous beef here. Again, easy to cut corners, not at Finney's Landing. Okay. So I'm going to go in. You got great jalapenos, pecan smoked bacon, did you say?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so that's mine.
Our Harris Ranch burger topped with thick sliced mild cheddar cheese, fried jalapenos, pecan smoked bacon, and if you want to give it a dip into that Chabasco mayonnaise.
Which I did. Oh, that spice is absolutely
isn't that
beautiful.
Gosh.
All right, we're
going to
talk about this burger in another minute, but we got to go.
Sure.
Do a trivia question and open up the lines right now. So the trivia question is, listen carefully, friends. What 1970 Paramount film was filmed in and around San Carlos and starred Alan Arkin, Bob Newhart, and Martin Sheen? I think we got someone in our audience who will know this.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live. My buddy, Matt Ruffin.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Finney's Landing on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. I don't know if the applause is for me or if it's for Scott or if it's for this great burger.
It's for this bacon.
It's for the bacon, the pecan smoked bacon. Anyway, we're here with Chef Tiki Tim, just making brand new friends here wherever he goes. That is a gorgeous taste, that burger. My heavens.
And you know, the subtleties of the little spiciness of all the components of the sauce, of the peppers, the calamari on top of this margarita.
Yeah, it's
like there's
it's
some
all
sweetness, some saltiness,
together.
And some spiciness.
Yeah, I
it's
love
like,
it.
It's like dinner and dessert all at the same time. I'm so happy.
Oh, man. I wish this were a two-hour show, Scott. Anyway, we've got a couple of callers that think they know the answer to the question. And again, the question is, what 1970 film was filmed in and around San Carlos and starred Alan Arkin, Bob Newhart, and Martin Sheen? We're going to go right to line one and say hi to Nick. Nick, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you so much. I think maybe it was Catch 22.
So we want to know if you...
Huh?
Bingo.
Oh, my gosh. Our first caller nailed it.
Here we go.
Anyway, Nick, boy, I don't know if you're just a fan of 1970s cinematography or if you actually, you know, knew the answer or if Google was your best friend this afternoon, but you indeed nailed the right answer. It is Catch 22. I tell you, I don't know that we've ever had the first caller name the answer. So anyway, Nick.
And I was working on all my clues.
I was there.
We were ready to start handing out some clues. Anyway, Nick, thank you so much for listening and congratulations. Now, don't hang up, because our board engineer back at the studio is going to get all your information, and it's going to be our privilege to mail that gift card to you in the mail. And when you get here, I want you to ask for Chef Tiki Tim himself and tell him you're the one that was listening to him on the radio.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. So, my goodness, Nick
yes,
nailed
sir.
It.
Oh, man, perfect. And have you ever been down there to see the Catch 22 beach and all that stuff
you
down there in San Carlos?
I've been to San Carlos, you know, the whole Wymas thing. I've never done the Catch 22 thing, though. Have you done it?
I've been down there. Last time I was down there was a while ago, but it's the big open beach that used to be there where they shot it. I think there's new hotels and a bunch of stuff that's gone up down there, but because that the little cove where San Carlos was and the marina's all expanded. I think there's a couple of big resorts that have gone in down
wow.
there now. But when I went down there, the first time I ever went down there, it's where the Catch 22 beach is. And I went, oh my gosh.
Funny.
So I watched the movie thinking, you know, I'd never saw that movie before. And gosh, this goes back a while. But we went down there and started wandering around. It's amazing because it's one of those, you know, that part of Mexico between, you know, north of San Carlos and Kino Bay and all that stuff is
right.
really under, it's undeveloped. So it's all fresh. It's raw. It's
yeah.
it's natural. And, but it feels like old Mexico, actually, when you're down
it.
There. It's
I
amazing.
It. A few bucks and actually just come to Finney's Landing if you want that authentic kind of Mexico.
Less driving time.
Experience. Anyway, Kat, did I hear you say something? I'm sorry. Back at the studio? Oh, yes, the name of the restaurant. Indeed, we are at Finney's Landing on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan, kind of the dockside beachfront restaurant and bar that Doug Finney Finnicle and Chef Tiki Tim have put together for you. Anyway, we're having a blast. So I want to taste what appear to be life-changing fries. I almost want to have more calamari and more of that burger.
I don't want to admit this, but I snuck a fry, sorry.
You snuck a fry?
I snuck a fry.
He's violated protocol, Chef.
It was so yummy.
He might be on probation, celebrity co-host probation. Anywhere. So, again, a lovely presentation. Quite a bit of fries.
Oh, yeah.
Those are big old fries,
so
too.
So talk about how do you approach doing French fries here in a way that you think is different from any place else?
Well, I can't admit to hand-cutting them myself. This is a product that we've been we've looked all over the place for the best seasoned fry out there. And our presentation might be a unique way to set ourselves apart. We do, on our appetizer menu, have a large basket of these perfectly seasoned French fries that we serve with our Tabasco aioli.
Oh, yes.
It's the same aioli that comes with the Tabasco burger. And
so that's this.
It complements
so I can
it
do this. I can awesome I can dip it.
Please, I encourage it.
So beautiful crustiness on the outside. Not too much, though. It's not a crunchy fry. A little bit of a crisp, but it's that. These aren't sitting in a deep fryer for 20 minutes. I mean, these are just enough of a crack to get that fry going, and then that beautiful, warm, the texture really difference is what I think is kind of cool with these fries, is you got the crisp, and then you got the sort of the pillowy, tender potato
pillowy,
on the inside.
Pillowy, that's perfect, because they're like mashed potatoes on the inside, and almost a very lightly done homemade chip on the outside.
Gorgeous.
Oh, gosh, they're yummy.
Okay, so would it be offensive, Chef, for me to dip this fry in the cilantro cream that you brought with the calamari?
I think that's...
Anything goes. Anything goes here at Finney.
It's casual, remember? Highly encouraged to experiment, right, Chef?
Anyway, so Chef Tiki Tim of Finney's Landing, hours of operation. How can people learn more about you online? Give us the rundown.
Sure. Well, you can always check us out at finneyslanding.com. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and the best time to come see us is for lunch. We open at 11 o'clock every day, and 11 to 2 we have awesome lunch specials that I create myself. On top of that, we've got happy hour from 4 to 7 every weekday night, and we also have a late night happy hour 7 days a week, and that's from 10 to midnight every night.
10 to midnight every night?
Wow.
Happy hour till midnight every night?
Yes.
What are the drink specials?
They kind of vary, but, you know, that we've got food and drink specials to pair.
That's great. Anyway, Chef Tiki Tim, it's an honor to meet you. It's an honor to taste of your majesty, as it were. I love what you guys are doing down here. I got my flip-flops on. I got my tank top on. I'm ready to enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
The garage doors are going up.
The garage doors are opening up. Anyway, thanks so much for all you guys are doing. Really good stuff. Scott Letier.
Thank you, Chef.
From Letier Films, rocking it here at Finney's Landing with me. Always a pleasure having you on the show.
It's a blast. I love it.
Absolutely. Anyway, friends, I want you to join us on Facebook, On the Menu Live. We are also at On the Menu Live on Twitter. If you missed any part of this show, you can go back starting next week and listen to the entire thing online at onthemenulive.com. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Finney's Landing for this Saturday broadcast. Aloha. We'll see you next week.